Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Sunday, the 28th of January 2024. Today's topic is Road to Reunification Part 3. Our text today is taken from Genesis chapter 45 verses 9 through 16. Haste thee, and go up to my father, and say unto him, Thus saith thy son Joseph, God hath made me lord of all Egypt. Come down unto me, tarry not. Verse 10. And thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me, thou, and thy children, and thy children's children, and thy flocks, and thy herds, and all that thou hast. And there will I nourish thee, for yet there are 5 years of famine, lest thou, and thy household, and all that thou hast, come to poverty. And, behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin, that it is my mouth that speaketh unto you. Verse 13. And ye shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt, and of all that ye have seen, and ye shall haste and bring down my father hither. And he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck, and wept, and Benjamin wept upon his neck. Moreover he kissed all his brethren, and wept upon them, and after that his brethren talked with him. Verse 16. And the fame thereof was heard in Pharaoh's house, saying, Joseph's brethren are come. And it pleased Pharaoh well, and his servants. Our memory verse today is taken from Genesis chapter 45 verse 8. So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God. And he hath made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. The story of Joseph is akin to the story of a child that was thrown into the garbage by her wicked mother. She threw the unwanted child away only to be discovered by a wealthy woman who had done everything possible to have her own child but to no avail. The child was given good education and later became the best ruler that ever governed his people. Joseph's brothers sold him into slavery because of envy. But the Almighty God, seeing Joseph's faithfulness, turned the adversity to prosperity. In today's Bible text, Joseph made it clear to his brothers that it was God's design to allow him undergo such a cruel maltreatment from them, to secure their future. Nobody can destroy a child of destiny. There are youths today finding it difficult in their studies because of persecution. There are others who have lost their parents to war or religious extremism. The setbacks are just the stepping stones to the realization of God's plan for them. If they can hold fast to God like Joseph, they will become rulers tomorrow. Quote for the day. Nobody can destroy a child of destiny. The challenge for today is, the plan of God will come to pass. Prayer. Lift me up, O God, in Jesus' name. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.